So I told you I wanted to get into this AI prediction on the National Football League season. What's your general take on how smart AI is on the NFL?
Philosophically, there have been folks that have done this before, Prediction Machine or some of the other really smart guys, the Warren Sharps of the world.
It's kind of my thought. It's been around forever. Yeah. Like, you could plug a lot of data in. It should be pretty good.
Yeah, have put in a lot of data points into the model. Now, what it never accounts for, and it can't, it's not fair to the machine, is they got that wrong, is, let's say, God forbid, the first play of the season, you have what happened to Aaron Rodgers. You have what happened to Tom Brady all those years ago with Pat Mahomes. And they're scheduled to go 14-3, and now it's – I don't even know who their backup quarterback is. It, Elvis Gerbach comes back from the football grave of the past. So that's where it's always really, really hard, is when, you know, something dramatic happens and no one knows.
When we make our season predictions, we don't know if an injury is going to happen.
It's not at all. And that's the point, is everybody is harsher on the machine that's supposed to be perfect. It's like, I remember, and again, this is all anecdotal, we're going into the weeds here, but I remember when, like, the auto-driving software thing where it's like, see, it bumped into something, it sucks. There's a lot of traffic stuff that happens a lot of times. Like, every day we're slowed down by a traffic thing. So, I don't know. It's, to me, I think it's generally pretty good because they're incorporating data and they're taking emotion out of it.
Yeah, for me, I think a lot of the times the computers are smarter than the humans. There's not emotion. They punch in a lot of numbers. They don't look at it through the same lens where we do, where we use a lot of anecdotal evidence, or we take into account, well, teams don't go back-to-back in that division, as if that matters. Or it's really hard to get back to the Super Bowl two straight years. Sometimes that information that is kind of human and learned is smart. Sometimes it doesn't matter as much as the robot who's putting all this together saying, they are good at quarterback position. They are good on third down. Those are the things that matter, you know, whatever that looks like. But I wanted to go division by division here to see what we think the AI gets right and what we think the AI gets wrong. So we'll start in the AFC East. They've got the Buffalo Bills winning the division at 12-5. The Patriots finishing second at 9-8. The Dolphins third at 8-9. And then pulling up the rear, the New York Jets at 7-10. So first blush for me, that is essentially the order I have the division going. Whether New England or Miami finishes second is kind of up for grabs. I think the idea that they'll be within a game or two of another,
that makes a lot of sense to me.
Makes sense. New England over 500, I know a lot of people will bristle at, but they are favored for what it's worth on look-ahead lines in 10 games right now. And I do think the Bills are really good and the Jets are really bad. So my biggest gripe, I would say, with AI on this division, the Jets winning 7 games, I don't see that. I don't know how they get there.
I wonder if that defense is still good enough to keep them in games, and it's, you know, 5-6 times a year that Justin Fields makes a runaround crazy play. Maybe, and I'm with you, maybe it's also the division isn't particularly good. You sneak a win or two out of there. I would have everybody that's not the Bills down a win and the Bills up a win. But in general, that's kind of my prediction, too, is sort of that order, right? I think we also underestimate how hard it is to be truly that bad in this league that rewards parity, that incentivizes it. For the teams that, you know, we had a bunch last year that are in that 3-4 win range, it's just so, so awful that generally you're not very good. You can win 6 games. So that's not the craziest thing in the world that they could fluky get to 7. I don't have it, but I could see it.
Not crazy, but in that division with a really good Bills team, I think a very solid Miami-New England tandem. Mm-hmm. 7 is hard for me to find on their schedule. Gemini, this chatbot here, when they look at the Jets, according to the write-up on USA Today, it says the team has limited upside in its imaginary eyes, but likes the defense and is unsure about Justin Fields. Maybe the intelligence isn't that artificial after all.
Super quick, first blush. Stop me when I get to a win for the Jets. Steelers, Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Cowboys, Broncos, Panthers?
Maybe.
Bengals.
Like, let's say 1 or 2 so far in there.
That smelled like 2-6 to me, what
yeah.
I just did. So we're getting to 7 after
keep,
that?
Keep going.
Browns?
All right, we'll give them 1.
Patriots, Ravens, Falcons, Dolphins
say
again.
Say they win 1 or 2 of those.
Yep.
So 5 maybe.
Jags, Saints, Patriots, Bills. 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
I think
7 is bullish. All right, let's go to the AFC North. Again, this is this Gemini AI predicting the NFL season and every team's record. They go Ravens division champions 11-6. Bengals right behind them with an elite offense and a poor defense 10-7. Steelers, everybody's all jumbled up a game apart here, 9-8. So they keep the Mike Tomlin winning streak alive, where he's never had a losing season. And then the Browns at 5-12. First reaction to this would be, I kind of like it.
Yeah, to me, exactly.
This is almost lock it in on point. You could tell me you don't think Pittsburgh gets to 9 wins because, like, I'm down on Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how much he's got left in the tank. But that team without Rodgers, with guys like, who was the quarterback whose nickname was Duck a couple years ago? Like, they have these random dudes or, like, create a player on Madden quarterbacks that played at Directional Texas that lead them in week 14 with their terrible defense and still win 13-12 somehow. So I guess I could see him getting to 9, but 11-10-9, Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, Browns being awful. Hard to argue with much there.
That feels exactly right. And again, I think the Bengals will not be a disaster for the first half of the season. You win a game or two, especially with an easier schedule, that's where they'll end up. They've played their best football as the season has progressed. I think they beat up on each other a little bit in that division. Pittsburgh always does this. They punch above their weight class. Now, they can't go truly do anything special anymore. I mean, that's been gone since they refused to rebuild at any point in time, and they're just kind of limping along, and they do this 9-8 thing. But they've done this 9-8 thing enough times, I'm kind of going, it's not the craziest thing to predict.
Duck Hodges.
That's who I was looking for.
Do you remember him?
I do.
He played his college ball at Samford, and then he played for the Ottawa Redblacks in the CFL before he got to quarterback the Steelers in primetime as they were trying to make the playoffs. That's kind of been the, like, to me, you could go Russell Wilson last year if you want to. That's how I'd sum up Steelers football for
the last. It's the Duck Hodges era.
Like, at some point, you just got to get this right. All right, let's go to the AFC South. What does Gemini think here, AI predicting the NFL season? Division champion Houston Texans, 11-6. Don't have a problem with that. Still ultra-talented. They like the Jaguars more than most. I love that because I'm in on Jacksonville with Liam Cohen. They've got them 9-8 over 500. The Colts, who just named Daniel Jones starter, 7-10. And then they have the Titans with another really bad season after taking Cam Ward 1-1, going 4-13. By the way, if that happens, I think Brian Callahan, after 2 years, could be fired because he'll have had 6 wins through 34 football games. But Texans, 11-6. Jaguars, year one with Liam Cohen. And Duval. Colts, 7-10. Titans, 4-13.
Go up and down, just for fun. That Jacksonville offense, first-round pick Brian Thomas in 2024, first-round pick Travis Hunter in this year, and that's a little bit of an asterisk because he's going to play some defense too, apparently.
But he's primarily going to be wide receiver 1.5 for them.
Yeah,
you know?
Anton Harrison, 2023 first-round pick. Trevor Lawrence, 2021 first-round pick. Travis Etienne, first-round pick. You can tell where they've been focused in terms of player acquisition through the draft.
They also have a new general manager this year, so they've got a completely different philosophy, but yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of talent on that side of the ball for sure.
Yeah, it is, you know, and at an offensive mind of Liam Cohen, this, if it doesn't happen for Trevor Lawrence, it's just not going to happen. Let's recast him as, you know, backup Billy with long hair. So defensively, they were reprehensibly bad last year. If they're just okay, I don't think that division's any good. Houston's the best team in it, but so what? You know, like, again, I don't think they're a juggernaut. So I could see them jumping up. I just don't trust them enough to have a winning record. And that's why I'm not AI. It's my own bias in there. I still feel like this feels 7-10-y to me. Better than before, but not good.
I want to go back to your Trevor Lawrence hot take there. You think he's a backup if he doesn't play well this year? I mean, it's an NFL starter.
How many? Don't you have to play well?
Well, I mean, he's got a Pro Bowl season under his belt where he had 25 touchdowns.
Yes.
8 picks.
He had a really good season, which he did.
2 4,000-yard seasons out of 4 in the league when he hasn't been completely healthy. I'm not telling you he's top 10. But the normal knock on him for people like me that need to see more is if he doesn't have a big year, he's probably a middling NFL starter in that kind of 14-18 range. You're saying he's a backup. That's a very big difference.
If he does what he's done 3 of his 4 seasons, then, yeah, he needs to be reclassified. I mean, he has a really good season. Otherwise, it's Daniel Jones' production. And now Daniel Jones is a starter in Indianapolis. But this is, I think, what? You're talking – again, outside of his 2022 year, which is really, really good. I'm not telling you it wasn't. They won a playoff game. They came back against the Chargers that year. But outside of that, I think he's got three or four more touchdowns than interceptions over that time. I mean, and it's not like it's prodigious numbers. It's not like Rex Grossman type stuff either. He has been really bad. And there's reasons for it. Obviously, not a very good organization. They've had seven different head coaches, numbers approximate down there. But at some point, the number one overall pick has to do a little bit more positive before we just keep trotting him out there for his whole career.
Yeah, so I guess we agreed to some extent on him. We'll just disagree on how bad it's been. Like, there's no ranking I could do where he's lower than the early 20s as a quarterback in the National Football League. So that's not a backup. But I guess we'll see differently on that. All right, so the rest of the AFC South, though, really quickly, before we move along, any other issues? Texans 11-6 doesn't feel too rich?
No, because, again, that's a doink away. That's a fumble recovery or not away from what they were last year.
I kind of think that the winner of that division is a 10-win team, but as you said, we're talking about a play or two there. All right, let's go to the AFC West because I'm actually intrigued by how good Denver could be.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chargers, I was super high on, and then they lost Rashawn Slater. The parade has begun with all their injuries and the guys to the IR. So now I start to worry about the Chargers. So my prediction of the order of that division is actually Chiefs 1, Broncos 2, Chargers 3, Raiders 4. But I think Denver's going to be super tight with Kansas City. Like, I could see Denver winning 10, 11 games, and I could see Kansas City winning 11 or 12. But here's what AI Gemini said. Chiefs 12-5, Chargers 10-7, Broncos 9-8, Raiders 6-11. So the two big stories here are they hate the Raiders a lot more than most. Year one of Pete Carroll, Tom Brady breathing over everybody from the top of the practice field, and Ashton Jeanty in the backfield, veteran quarterback Geno Smith. I think a lot of people feel like the Raiders are trying to be a 500-ish type team. But the other thing is Chargers over Broncos after the injuries with L.A. I think is surprising. Denver's defense could be the best in football. Bo Nix looked great last year. Sean Payton drawing up plays. If they go 9-8, that would be a huge disappointment.
I would say so, right? And again, I always try to think along with it. I'm wondering what the logic is there. I mean, again, the Chargers still have a lot of pieces that I like. I've always been a diehard, adamant Justin Herbert fan. I think he's excellent. And, last year he kind of played the role of caretaker a bit more in Harbaugh's offense. But, to me, that group is always beset by injuries. You're counting on, Keenan Allen again. At this point in the passing game, they've moved on from a lot of pieces that were really good. I don't trust them, A, to be healthy, B, defensively. I really, really like Denver. So that's kind of maybe causing me to pump the brakes a little bit on them. Again, I don't think they challenge Kansas City because Mahomes and Andy Reid or Thanos getting all the Infinity Stones. They're inevitable. But I feel like Denver is the team that's going to push them the most, and them being third kind of has me scratching my head a little bit. I wonder why.
All right, Dad, I want to get to the NFC East here. Do you have a drum roll on what AI, who's very, very different, it seems like, than most humans, thinks about the NFC East this season, this Gemini chatbot, what they think is going to happen in the division? Eagles 11-6 win the division. Cowboys finish second, not Washington, 10-7. The 8-9 third place team, the New York Giants. They have the Washington Commanders coming off the NFC Championship game with a more talented roster this year, going 6-11.
Oh no,
Frank.
6-11.
Oh no, Frank.
AI. This is not because I'm sitting in D.C., not because we're at a little bit of a watch party here with some Commanders fans rocking jerseys. This is the first thing that I've heard where I go, what the hell's the computer doing? Somebody spilled coffee on the keys. They imported the wrong information. USA Today's write-up. No matter what, Washington has always been a city that disappoints 50% of people at given moments in time. Ho, funny.
They got politics, you guys. It's the seat of government. People don't know that.
You won't believe it. There's a capital there. In the case of the Commanders, this might be closer to unanimous. An unheard-of conclusion in the district. Barring an injury to Jaden Daniels, it seems impossible for the Commanders to finish 6-11 after making a trip to the NFC Championship game a season ago. The chatbot points out that Washington is going all in and could struggle to integrate new pieces. Color us skeptical. I think also from reading, sounds like it didn't like the age of the team and maybe the idea of some injuries because of that, which reasonable enough.
Sure.
But 6-11 is a plain into the side of the mountain kind of season.
I'd like to call the chat bot down for a little chat. I don't think so. Now, it is not crazy to me that they could fall short of expectation. I know that's not what anybody wants to hear, but that's not falling short of expectation. That, as you said, is the plane crashing into the mountain. Right? Everyone's assuming they'll sleepwalk to 12 wins again, etc. And I think the hype train has left the station on this thing, despite some of the hanging clouds over them. Again, I've argued a lot, and I still believe this, actually, and I'm kind of, as we get closer to the season and more data becomes available, I think they're going to be a better team than last year and not win as many games. And I know nobody, you know, really wants to hear that. It's not that exciting. But I don't have that all the way down to the 6-11 range. I don't have that down to the 7-10 range. You know, I just think Daniels is too good. I think there's too much positive there for them to have that kind of bottoming out, barring catastrophic injury.
I mean, come on, 6-11. There's not one thing so far that I've seen that seems like this was just thrown into a blender, or I could have asked my 5-year-old son to come up with a record for a team.
Yeah, let a turtle pick two different kinds of food for the record, and they get six.
The dog's going to eat out of the bowl of the record, and it goes to 6-11. This is dumb. Now, I'm not saying it can't be, but that is the worst-case scenario, and then you add another catastrophic game.
Like, they have a worse record than the Jets, according to this. Do they?
That's
like,
tough.
Does that feel right for you?
NFC North, they're high on the Packers. They've got them overtaking the Lions and winning the division. 11-6 Green Bay, 10-7 Detroit, 9-8 Chicago, 7-10 Minnesota. What I like here is how close they all are, because I actually think the NFC North is going to be awesome. I would put the Bears in last at 7 wins. And if they had the Vikings third, 9-8, I would feel great about this. But because the Vikings are 7-10, I'm higher on them. I don't think the Bears will be 2 wins better than Minnesota.
I got Detroit and Green Bay right there at 11. So whoever gets the tiebreaker among them, and I would flip Minnesota, Chicago.
And then lastly, NFC South via the AI, they've got the Falcons overtaking Tampa.
Here we go.
To win the division after drafting a couple pass rushers, maybe finally fixing a fatal flaw. 10-7 Atlanta, 9-8 Tampa Bay. And then they've got 7-10 Carolina, and correctly, I believe, the Saints with the worst record in football.
That's what I got.
At 4-13. I like Tampa more than 9-8. I think they're probably 10-7. I could see the Falcons getting to 10 wins if Penix plays well. My sneaky theory I'm working on right now, that Carolina is going to be better than people think, and that the South is actually a lot better than the punching bag that people make it out to be.
How much better for Carolina than this? Do you have it
in
that range?
I think 7-10 here is probably reasonable, but I think most people look at them and think they're like a 5 or 6
team. I think they're frisky. I think them and the Giants are in that same boat of better than people think, but not good.
The old Brian Burns bucket.
The Brian Burns bucket.
He's played for
the Brian Burns tier.